893, please.
Request of Matthew Sanders to address council regarding passing ordinances to put limits on door-to-door solicitors.
Welcome. If you could just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Family and I are residents of the Mount Scott Arleta neighborhood, and I'd like to talk to the council today about my experience living in a city that does not regulate door-to-door canvassers, proselytizers, or solicitors in any way, shape, or form, and how that kind of affects the most vulnerable citizens that live around us. My wife and I have a son named Ned. He has a sensory disorder. It's very low on the autism spectrum. It's a very mild condition, but it does affect how he sees and feels the world. This disorder intensifies everything that he experiences. So when we have someone that comes to our door unexpectedly and we can't prepare him for that, he becomes emotionally dysregulated. Things get a little chaotic around the house when something like that happens. Each interaction turns my son's anxiety up to 11. When a door-to-door solicitor comes to our door, this leads my son's anxiety and emotional dysregulation to spike. In turn, typically, solicitors come to our door in the evening. He doesn't eat. He doesn't sleep. He has nightmares. He has horrible anxiety. And that leads our entire family for days on end to feel the ramifications of that. We have a no soliciting, no proselytizing, and no campaigning sign, which is often ignored. Many of these door-to-door solicitors smugly tell us the same thing over and over again. What they're doing is perfectly legal, and this is absolutely true. Portland, unlike many of the other municipalities in the Portland metro area, has no regulation whatsoever on door-to-door solicitors and how they can operate. There are no times of operation when door-to-door solicitors can operate. There are no legal requirements that solicitors must obey posted signage. There are no opt-out lists that solicitors must adhere to. The citizens of Portland have like legitimate and tangible reasons for not wanting a door-to-door solicitor to approach their home, and other municipalities in the area have taken steps to allow their citizens to control that. My family's really lucky. My son's disorder is actually fairly mild in the grand scheme of autism spectrum disorders. He's getting better all the time with medical and therapeutic interventions, but there are many folks who don't have it as easy in our city. There are lots of people who have extreme cases of autism, folks with intense anxiety disorders, numbers of individuals of all stripes suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. These problems affect just about anyone. they deserve to be, oh, sorry.
You have 30 seconds.
Yep. I've given you guys some municipal regulations of other municipalities right here in Oregon and across the U.S. that Portland could use as a model for this kind of regulation. It's my personal view that it's the government's job to protect the smallest of us, and my son Ned is one of those. There are many in the city who need that protection even more, and I believe that there need to be clear ordinances put in place to limit solicitation door-to-door.
Mr. Sanders, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
You said that you've included some material, so is that a handout we've received?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
It has it migrated down. So you've given us a handout with some other, and, you know, each of us at election time spend time going door-to-door.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. When you come to a home that says no solicitation, it's clearly marked, we try to honor that. Sometimes people put mean-looking dogs in their front yards, too. That has a somewhat deterrent effect.
Yes.
I actually, until you spoke today, I hadn't thought about the impact on people's health.
Yeah.
And there's another piece of this that I'm concerned about, which is the kinds of fraud that's going on and the scamming.
Absolutely.
It's getting pretty sophisticated, and people showing up on your door with some scam.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is that there are particularly older adults maybe in our community that could be taken advantage of by someone posing as something. And I had someone call me recently posing as a Multnomah County sheriff asking for my personal information in order to be able to tell me about some service of process that had to be made on me. And it turned out this was someone who had appropriated the name of someone in the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and it was a scam that was happening all over the city. But that's pretty brazen.
Absolutely.
So I think we'll take a look at – thank you for the material. We'll take a look, and at least for me, you've highlighted an issue I hadn't really thought about in terms of the health impacts, and I think it's something we should ponder. So thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, if you could read